you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Grant, I think I'm actually going to let you start because nothing touches my heart quite like a story about Johnny Manziel.
I know John loves to bring up Johnny Manziel as much as possible. Apparently, he showed up to a mall in Katy, Texas. Mm-hmm. 150 fans also showed up and paid $99 each just to take a picture with the man himself. Another $99 if they wanted to get an autograph as well. I guess there was some Texas A&M, mostly Texas A&M fans there. A few Browns fans actually sprinkled in there as well.
Yeah, there was. It's just a couple hours away from his hometown of Kerrville. It's a little bit outside of Houston is where Katy, Texas is at. Man, $99, really?
That is embarrassing for Johnny Manziel. I mean, if I was a huge fan of someone and they wanted me to pay $99 to take a picture and get an autograph, maybe I'd do it if I was a big enough fan of him. But because he's making people pay, my respect for him would fall.
I don't know.
At least
I mean,
a little bit.
I don't know how all of that stuff gets organized, but but actually, contrary to popular belief, I have moved past my bitterness about him winning the 2012 Heisman. I do think it would be a really cool story if he turned his life around and had a successful NFL career. I'm not saying that I'm his biggest fan by any means. I'm certainly not. But it would be a positive thing for, a positive example for anyone who has dealt with drug addiction or alcohol addiction and they're trying to get their life turned around. Look, if Johnny Manziel can do it, you can probably do it too.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's basically the one reason why I would actually be rooting for him. But yeah, I don't know if part of the process to turn your life around is to show up to a mall in Katy, Texas and get $200 for an autograph.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't see this actually looking like a life changer. I think if anything, I still think if he's the same Johnny Manziel, he'll take all the money he made from these 150 people and go party with it.
But that's true.
Knows? Maybe I hope the same thing as you, that he turns his life around.
Yeah. One thing that we left out of our Super Bowl party do's and don'ts: you absolutely do have to watch the Puppy Bowl. Of course, the best part of Super Bowl Sunday is the Puppy Bowl.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know, is it Animal Planet or is it on Discovery Channel?
I think it's Animal Planet.
I think it's Animal Planet. They actually, this was kind of interesting, they invited the media or some members of the media to go watch the filming of the Puppy Bowl, which the first thing that surprises me about the story is that it was filmed in October. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Like when I'm watching it, I'm not thinking that it was that long ago. But there's some really cool videos and pictures that came out of this of all of the players of the Puppy Bowl, you know, in their kennels or in their cages beforehand. They actually filmed the cat halftime show before they did the Puppy Bowl portion of it. There's nothing really shocking about any of this, but it's an interesting perspective to look at the set and the little stadium that they're playing in. But, yeah, the Puppy Bowl is something that I have to see absolutely every Super Bowl Sunday.
I love the Puppy Bowl. I mean, it is something that I don't watch it from start to finish, but I love just checking it out. But realizing that it was made in October, that's weird. It's weird. I feel like the filmers would just get a weird vibe from that, just because it's like, okay, we have this Super Bowl vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I feel like you could add in more Super Bowl theme to it by knowing who's going to the Super Bowl. They could add in Falcons versus Patriots somehow, puppies that are on each team.
The big problem here is that nowhere in the story does it say who wins the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah.
That should be why you're there, right? You got to leak out the information. There's probably, I would imagine, that Vegas has some sort of a line on the game,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's a bet for everything on Super Bowl Sunday. I want to know who won. Something else, this was a big headline from the week of recruiting, you know, National Signing Day on Wednesday. The biggest headline getter was not a, you know, Rivals top 100 recruit or anything like that. The biggest headline getter was Mr. Kobe Buffalo Meat from Lawrence High School signing with Illinois State. Real name, Kobe Buffalo Meat. I've actually, and John and I were talking about this, we've known about him for a couple of years. I mean, he is a he's an offensive lineman. He's a really good one. He's going to Illinois State. And I had seen his name come up in some stories previously, but no one else in the country had ever heard of this guy. And so the memes and everything just started flowing and the jokes on Twitter. But Kobe Buffalo Meat was actually named after Kobe Bryant for some reason. And the best thing that I saw from the entire, you know, the entire obsession with his name was this joke on Twitter that says, this is as Kobe Buffalo Meat is going to school. Kobe says, "Okay, I'm headed off to school now. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad." Mr. and Mrs. Buffalo Meat reply, "Bison." That's a rim.
Oh my goodness.
That's a rim shot to finish off the week on a very lighthearted note. Really appreciate Corey Dean for stopping by in the first hour of the show. Going to hand it off to John and Mitch at Hayden High School for MHS Hoops coming up here in just a moment. For Grant Flanders, I'm Tyler Dreiling. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk to you next week on The Game.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
Fresh sanctions from the White House imposed on Iran.
They're not behaving.
An attack at the Louvre is quickly put down.
French President Francois Hollande is convinced the man
sounds good.
To carry out a terror attack.
Andrew's taking over for
this is
for
the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Dave Barrett. A new set of sanctions enacted by the White House against Iran. This comes after last week's ballistic missile test by Iran. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The White House says the world has been too tolerant of Iran. In the Oval Office, President Trump told reporters,
"They're not behaving."
And in a statement, National